ever wondered what it would have been like to have been there on that very first Christmas when Jesus was born to this world? Like sitting in that field with those shepherds, just imagine. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's just fabulous to be back with you this Christmas Day as we take a look at Jesus coming into this world, our world, from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about the powerful prayer that could be coming your way to help you through whatever you happen to be dealing with in your life just at the moment. There's a bunch of guys in the Bible whom I envy. Now, I know what you're thinking. The 10th commandment. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or male or female slave or ox or donkey or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. Yeah, we're not supposed to envy or covet anything because it leads to some really bad behavior. I get that. But hear me out. If there was anyone I could have been with in the Bible, it would have to be those shepherds who were out there watching their flocks by night. We don't quite know what night it was, but you have to gather by what the angels said to them that Jesus had already been born. So I prefer to think of it as Christmas night. Only to them, sitting there in the field watching their sheep, it wasn't Christmas night at all. It was just another night at the office, doing what shepherds did. It was a mundane part of their lives. They may have been enjoying the evening. They may not have been enjoying the evening. It doesn't matter. They were doing what shepherds did out there on the side of a hill somewhere just outside Bethlehem. The sun had gone down like it goes down every night, and tomorrow morning the sun was going to come up again like it did every morning, and nothing much changed in between. Maybe the moon was out, maybe not, and in the absence of the bright light and the pollution that you and I have to put up with these days, the Milky Way was spread across the firmament in all its glory, and all was well with the world. That's the picture. That's what was going on. But on that particular night, God had a plan to break into this world in the most amazing and spectacular way. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of clothing and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go down to Bethlehem and see this thing that's taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. I often wonder how I would have reacted had I been with those guys on that starry, starry night. I wonder how I would react if that happened to me tonight, at home or on the way back from work or whatever mundane thing I happen to be doing tonight. Because for me, the idea of a cosmic light show and angels filling the sky and all that jazz, well, for me, it's pretty easy to believe because it happened at a nice, safe distance of 2,000 or so years ago. Because you and I have watched the kids' Christmas pantomimes so many times and sung the Christmas carols so many times, it's become part of our psyche that this thing with the shepherds actually happened. We accept it pretty much without thinking. But bring it back to reality, and how would we cope if it happened to us here and now? Or if we'd been back there with the shepherds back then, sitting in that field on that night? I think I would have been petrified like they were to start with. It was so unexpected, so out of this world, so impossible. And yet there they were, and it was happening to them. And God broke into their world in this startling, in-your-face kind of way. You know something? I believe that that's what God wants to do today in your world and mine. I believe God wants to shake us out of our comfortable little Christmas ritual our business-as-usual approach to Christmas and get right in our faces and say, don't you realise what this Christmas thing's all about? Today I'm bringing you good news, for unto you a Saviour has been born, for you. And the reaction he's looking for out of you and me is the reaction that the shepherds had. Because when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, well, what are we going to do? Why don't we go down to Bethlehem and see what has taken place, that which the Lord has made known to us? So they went with haste. They didn't dawdle. They went with haste. They found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. God wants us to come to Jesus for ourselves, to worship Jesus for ourselves, to tell the world what we've seen. Imagine his frustration, his great frustration, when he sees people like you and me just going through the motions at Christmas time. Imagine how that makes him feel when on that first Christmas he gave to you and he gave to me the single most precious gift that has ever been given in all of human history. So how about it? Will you grab onto this Christmas present with both hands? Will you come to Jesus and worship him? Will you rejoice at what you've seen? Will you tell people what you've seen? Will you let Christmas impact your heart in the most miraculous way? Well, will you? Or are you just going to do the same old Christmas ritual this year like you've done for the past umpteen years? Because here's the thing. One day Jesus is coming back. One day Jesus will return to this earth, and when that happens, it'll make the cosmic light show that the shepherds experienced look like a little sideshow, I'm telling you. When Jesus ascended back into heaven, this is what happened. So when they'd come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you'll restore the kingdom of Israel? And he replied, look, it's not for you to know the times or the periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and then you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and even to the ends of the earth. When he'd said that, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards the heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards the heavens? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come again in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 to 11. See, that's going to happen one day, just as unexpectedly as the angels appeared before those shepherds, just as unexpectedly as Jesus slipped into the world the first time. One day this Jesus is coming back to judge the living and the dead. One day he will break back into our physical world just as unexpectedly as he did back then. Only this time, there'll be no mistaking him. This time he will come just as he left, in amazing glory, to gather his own unto himself. So as yet another Christmas slips by, I'm going to ask you this. Are you ready? Because one day Jesus is coming, ready or not. And with all my heart, I want to wish you and those whom you love the most radically wonderful Christmas you have ever had. Before I go, I'd just like to remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would absolutely love to pray for you, because the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential, your name won't be displayed, and in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could pray for one or two others as well and leave them a word or two of encouragement. You can be such a mighty blessing to so many others by supporting them in prayer. God's word says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So please allow us to pray for you and with you, and let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.